Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, season 14, episode 15 and 16. So we're combining these two episodes together. It just feels right. Not to mention, I've been super sick. I heard that's going around for lots of other people too. So you definitely wouldn't have wanted to hear me last week talking at all. I would have sounded horrendous. But let's get right into things. So lots and lots of different things went on in these two episodes. Number one, I do want to just put out there, Bose, she is a girl's girl. She's totally like, okay. So what I liked in both of the episodes that went on, one, she kind of bonded with Kyle. And I know she wasn't really connecting with her so much beforehand, but when she went to invite Kyle on the girls' trip, she mentioned she was at a restaurant and she ran into Maurizio with a new girl. And right away, she doesn't make a big stink about it and telling like Dorit or Sutton or like someone else. She goes directly to Kyle. Even though they're not the closest, she's a total girl's girl. She tells her right away, like, oh, da da da, tells her the inside scoop right away. And
I think
then
she texted her right there and then from the
she did
restaurant.
live
Like
texting.
she was live texting with her at the time. She's like, what do you
Live
want me to do?
streaming.
Want
What do you want me
me
to
to take
do?
him down? Take the
I throw a drink at him.
fucker down.
You know what's interesting is I think Not So Nice and I had this discussion about Bose, and I really wasn't her biggest fan because she seemed kind of fake to me, and she seemed kind of not even fake. I'll take that back. She was more kind of, in my opinion, she seemed kind of know-it-all-ish and always wanted to.
Condescending, a little bit condescending, I feel, with,
Absolutely. That,
you
and we
know.
kind of talked
Right.
about that, and that's kind of how we felt about her.
Yeah.
But in this last couple episodes, she kind of turned it around a bit, right? Like, I don't know if I'm her number one fan, but you know
Yeah.
what? I'm seeing a different side of her, or maybe she's just a little bit more relaxed in front of the cameras and being more real. Maybe that's what it
Yeah.
is. I don't know. Like that she's
Yeah.
showing her feelings and emotions, but
Yeah.
I definitely saw, and I know I made note of that too, that I like that that there was like a little twist in her character that I kind of liked. Like a mental note saying, you know what,
Yeah.
this is a little bit different, so I liked it.
Yeah. I liked it when I saw her reaction and kind of like with Dorit. I don't know if that's maybe later, maybe.
That
Yeah.
was the other thing I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Can you guess
Because
the other
that one
thing that I
was
really
like,
liked?
I mean, that was like, wake up, Bose. This is who Dorit is. Hello.
Well, I thought
Motherfucker finally
it
saw a little bit of what she's like, right? Because
See,
she
I
should have
thought
just accepted it.
See, I actually thought that was really nice of Bose to do that because obviously, like, it's very clear Dorit is her favorite. For sure. If in this group,
Because she
Dorit
was the first
is
one that
Bose's
she
favorite.
connected with, right?
But still, she's her favorite regardless. But she still wasn't afraid to, like, put her in her place. Like, Dorit, what are you doing? Take the apology or don't take it. Like, what do you need more?
She
Keep
wants
saying
the
you
bag.
want an apology. You got it.
She
What
wants
more
the
do you
bag.
want? Move
We're
on.
back to the fucking bag. I'm telling you,
Oh,
she
yeah,
wants the
you're right.
purse. I told you that before. I said she didn't want to fucking let it go that day in the house. She felt like she was owed it. And Sutton's like, give me my fucking purse. Remember?
No, I still think that's a joke, but
No,
I
I
think
think
you
so. I
won't lie
think
to
she
let it go.
was real.
But yeah, all in all, I think Bose is it's a shift in that character for, or in her character for sure. So, and it, to me, in a positive way. That's
Yeah,
all.
I agree.
I think you made an interesting point there, Spice, that maybe because she's newer, right?
Yeah.
And this is probably a pretty tough group to come into, and especially being filmed, trying to get in with the crowd. Maybe it's been, we're on episode 15 and 16, so it's probably been, I don't know, 3, 4 months that they've been filming. Maybe is more comfortable and it's coming out. So the other thing I do want to hear your opinions on, Erica, on Sutton. She doesn't want Sutton to get any sympathy because
Yes.
of the accusations on Erica when Erica was being accused of not balancing her pills and her drinking
That's right. She
and
wasn't though, but she wasn't.
she
She
wasn't.
needed to be called on it. On it, Erica was out of control. There's a difference. You don't really see that. Okay, so Sutton yaps stuff a little bit now, like, and not even whatever, right? But I don't know. I just thought that I didn't think that Erica wanting her to get that and to accept it was how it should be, right?
I just, sorry, go ahead.
I thought it was pretty funny for her to bring that up because I just thought Erica's been pretty level-headed so far this season.
That's
Sutton
what makes you
never
think she's
has.
still the same in the back. She's just keeping it in control out front, right?
But on the other hand, I think Sutton has been like a little too much for me lately. Like, I'm not
Yeah,
really.
something's gone off the rails there, a little bit cuckoo, cuckoo, or whatever. Yeah, because she just and I like Sutton. Like that's the
Yeah, I
whole
like
thing. I
Sutton
do.
too.
And then she's just like with her nastiness and I don't know why, like she's lashing out and angry, like this angry woman. Like she's just like when you and you know, they keep referring to the sisterhood from past episode, that past episode when Sutton said that and I get that because she's saying one thing. But on the other hand, she's saying your wallet, your wallet's not, like we can't like about the wallet. Remember about how her wallet was
Pick on
smaller,
someone
basically.
whose wallet fits or like is like,
Exactly. The
oh
fitting
my
wallet.
God,
Like who says
like
that?
yeah, that was uncalled for, but I think she regretted that, right?
She did, but you know what? Zip it
Oh,
up front.
in her confessional, she said, "Oh, I don't regret a thing."
Yeah, you're right. You're
She
right.
did apologize in person in St. Lucia on the boat, but then obviously something happens where she s changes her mind because that confessional must have been filmed afterwards because they're
After.
still in the same outfits. So something has twisted where she changes her mind and she goes, "No, I'm glad I said that." Which still, it's like, no, that was a really bad look.
So yeah, but she said some other really strange things, and just like that, the anger that's coming out of her. So there's something fucking fucked up there, like really fucked up. Her wiring's crossed for whatever reason. But yeah, like and the comment about Erica and Erica kind of turning the tables on Sutton. I have to agree with Not So Nice in the fact that they're two different issues. And or there are two different examples, and what Erica was saying was not the same as what happened with Sutton. Not that I'm condoning Sutton's behavior, but Erica too was completely off the rails then. Like in that season, she
Yeah,
was
exactly.
horrible.
She was.
She
She
was
was
horrible.
horrific. Yeah, absolutely.
Wasn't
She
that
needed to be
the time
called
they were on like a
on the
boat
yacht, and
and
she was
she
like,
was so fucked up and
yeah,
she went
that's
to
it.
Garcelle, she goes, "Garcelle, go pee on the new girl."
Like
Wasn't
she's just, yeah.
that so
Yeah. So
fucked up?
she's, it's not like she shouldn't have, yeah.
And you know what? That brought back a memory for me too about Erica, because I really did like her this season, but it just
Yeah,
brought me right
but
back to the fact that she still kept those diamond earrings, and that really fucking pisses me off. Like, do you know what I
yeah,
mean? Like
but
that
still,
really.
and
Then that brought that up with me, and I'm like, fuck, I'm
yeah.
still choked at you.
So when you go back, like it just makes me feel like, well, maybe she's just learned how to behave, you know, in the front, but she's still got same way of thinking quietly to herself in the back. I don't know. What did they say? Party in the front, business in the back.
She's the
Is
opposite.
that the
Business
saying?
in the front, party in
Business in the
the
front, party in the back. I don't know.
There's a party somewhere. We just but Not So Nice just doesn't know where it is.
We gotta find it.
That's with a hairdo, right? I've seen that online, right?
Yeah, with
Like,
the
yeah.
mullet.
Yeah.
Okay, the other thing that happens, at least at the end of the 15th episode, Dorit and PK meet, and Maurizio and Kyle meet. So we get a little update on the two separations going on. I found Dorit and PK's meeting to be very strange to watch.
Yeah, awkward.
Very
Yeah.
strange.
But you know
And
what? It was
we.
interesting to me when he said, you know, you bring out the worst in me. And I believe that. Like, I
Yeah,
totally
I
believe
believe
that.
it too. I believe it too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
And you know, and the other thing is, I don't know. This is another thing that bothered me is she's the one that says how she feels kind of still attached to him, and you know, like wants to kind of like she's kind of mixed is more what she kind of said about how she feels about him, but she still cares about him and blah blah blah.
Not
But
cares enough. Keep
but
going,
you know
sorry.
what? She's in the restaurant and she ordered a fucking drink. The guy's an
Exactly. I
alcoholic.
was gonna say not fucking supportive enough because
Exactly.
you're in a restaurant, you know that he's been doing a fucking 360 degree turn for the better, I feel, because I feel like he's better now that he's without her and cleaned his act up. And you order a fucking Belvedere with soda and lemon, or what, I don't know, was it
Pre-squeezed
soda?
lemons
And
purchases on
really
the side.
squeezed well,
Yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
really, you know, like, why? Why would you do that? Like, that's just such a fucking, I don't know, what a fucking low way of behaving. Such a low way of behaving.
I think for me, it just kind of goes to the fact that just kind of proves PK's point. It's like she's just oblivious to that kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like she's
Yeah.
just about herself. She
Yeah.
feels like having a drink and that's it. Like that's what it is. So
Yeah.
that's kind of how that's how I see it. Sorry,
Yeah.
sugar, we kind of went off the rails there. What do you feel?
No, I agree. The part that made me feel really uncomfortable about their conversation is I have to agree. I didn't really pick up on the that she drank and he didn't, but what I felt made me so uncomfortable is she's really, really playing the poor me, it's all about me. But there's obviously a like she would take him back like this for sure. Because she wants to be married to him. She wants to have the support in her life, a relationship, of course. Like I don't blame her for that. But instead of being like, hey, where did we go wrong? How do we fix this? She was like, oh, well, poor me, PK. You sent me an email that, you know, I'm gonna have to pay for this and that, and I need a lawyer and stuff like that. Instead of
Isn't
being
she a
like,
businesswoman?
how do we get back to where we were? How do we become
Yeah.
friends again? How do we do this? It was just kind of like she wanted to sit there and complain and be like, why aren't you like, why don't you want to get back together with me? And he was like, it just seemed like he was just so not into it.
But they're separated. Should she not be having money and paying some of the things? Why would he be paying everything? She's a
Have to
businesswoman,
agree to
is she
that point.
not? Is she
I have
not? She's got her swimsuit. She's got her wedding gowns. Like, I mean, you know, she's so busy with her stuff. She must have some money to pay bills. He can give child support, sure, but she's also a breadwinner, is she not? I don't know.
Well, the other thing that was weird, it's clear that, she must be quite controlling. What they
Yeah, he even
were
said it,
arguing
100%.
about
Yeah.
was that he rented an apartment. And it's, of course he's gonna rent an apartment. You guys
Yeah.
split up. What, is he gonna
Exactly.
live in a hotel for 6 months, 12
Yeah.
months? No, that makes no
No
sense. Let the
sense.
poor man be comfortable.
Yeah, I agree.
But enough about them. What did you think about Maurizio and Kyle, their
Sad.
conversation?
Just sad. I think Kyle really, really did not think of the consequences long term of what could possibly go wrong, right? Because I mean,
You know what?
before
You know what?
Morgan,
Yeah,
there was
exactly.
nothing. There was nothing. They were good. They were happy. you know, that no, I don't think they themselves thought that there would ever be a split.
Oh no, I don't agree with you because they did make some rumblings that there was some infidelity before on his part,
Yeah, they did, but
right?
looked like they made it through
They made
that
it through,
because
yeah.
you know what
But
I
you know what?
mean?
So like you don't really know other than the fact
No,
that there
we
was some
don't. Yeah.
rumblings there. But Kyle, normally I would be a little bit more I would my heart would be a little bit more open to the or like open to yeah, open to the fact that you know that she was going through this. But just like Garcelle in the previous episode said, she said, you know, like we can all talk about stuff, but you know, we can talk about Mo and we can talk about his girlfriend, but we can never bring up Morgan. Like, do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like that. So like, I don't know, like if that relationship, like that relationship, if it, like whether it was friendship or whatever, who knows? That happened before her and Maurizio broke up. So was that part of the reason? I don't know, right? Like we all don't know. But
No.
to me, there's just a lot more to that story than just a simple, they broke up and now Kyle's sad and we should feel sad for her. That's all I'm
Well,
saying.
I just do. I feel really bad for
Yeah,
her. I feel like she's.
I don't.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like I feel like she feels she's made the biggest mistake.
Yeah, well,
You
you know
know?
what? I don't,
Her
maybe it's
family
just
is
me.
completely apart now, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You
She
reap
went
what
from
you
having
sow.
it, yeah. Anyways, I
I don't
feel
know.
bad for
That's okay. I don't. I mean, I
her.
feel bad for her too, but at the same time, it's like, what was going on? Because now, like, there was all, even Kathy was saying stuff about, oh, it was really embarrassing because he would always have these infidelity rumors and da 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 da. And she must have just tried to like, okay, like let's try not to focus on that. Let's, you know, focus on the show. Let's do this, let's do that. She probably hit a breaking point in the marriage because if he wasn't being faithful, it's like at a certain point you're gonna go berserk and you're gonna
Well, yeah, if that's the
whatever
case,
happened,
I didn't think
whoever
that's what had
that
happened.
would
I
be.
thought that she was the one, like, you know, he might have had an infidelity in the past. I felt or thought or assumed that maybe it was just a one-time thing, you know, and she forgave him and because they had their family and stuff, and then she did that, right?
It's all hush hush, but based on the way that he's handling the separation, I imagine that there was probably something going on behind the scenes. Do
But
you know
then,
what
did you
I
see
mean?
online anything about her kid saying that Morgan was the cause of this?
No, and don't
Oh,
believe
sorry.
everything that you're saying seeing
Yeah.
on.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't
Sometimes
believe
you send
that
me some kind of sketchy Facebook
stuff.
one,
Yeah.
and there isn't a lot of truth behind those, right?
Yeah.
Only go based off of what they've actually said, like vocalized on a podcast or on the show or on their Instagram or something like that. Don't believe too much on those
Yeah.
articles that come out that are like, oh,
Yeah.
who's close to the daughter of Kyle and Maurizio said this. That's not super, super reputable in my
Yeah.
opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, like but back to Kyle. Like I said, I have a hard time. Like I've always kind of felt sorry for Kyle throughout all the different seasons because of, you know, problems with their family, problems with their
Yeah, she's always had,
sisters, and
yeah. I
always
feel
had
bad for that
problems,
too, yeah.
you know, like I always did, but this one, I think that there's like Maurizio's not going to talk about it, like on, like, do you know what I mean? Like, and then there, she's not willing to say anything. So I don't know, like I don't want to say she's playing a victim because I don't think that's true either. Is she lonely? Absolutely. Has things changed in her life? 100%.
I think she's
But you know what? I think she's the master of her own demise in some way
demise.
too.
Yeah, she
I
is
think I
definitely.
do, I think. And I don't know
Definitely.
why I think that. I don't even
Yeah.
have anything to base it on. It's just kind of how I feel. That's all.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But on to happier subjects. What do you think of Saint Lucia?
I loved Kathy unpacking her stuff.
Oh my God. She fucking kills me, man. She fucking kills me. I love that. I love that. I would never fucking do that. But it's just like, holy shit. Did you see how long she left her assistant on the phone while she just
I
one
know.
second?
Yeah, I know. But you know what? She can do that. She's Kathy
She
Gilpin.
can. Yeah, she
Yeah.
can.
Yeah.
You know
But
who I
yeah,
thought
no.
was funny unpacking? Tilly. With
Who,
that
Tilly?
gag. Jen Tilly.
Oh, Gentilly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
That was
Yeah.
so weird.
She with her. What kind of candies were those?
That's the thing. They must be some sort of special candy because I've never seen candy like that. They look like little pills. And at first I thought, oh my God, what did she pack with her? And she's like, oh no, my candy. What am I gonna do without
Yeah.
my candy?
Oh, I think I know which one it was. I think, because it's hard to find, and I don't know, I might be wrong on this, but I think it's and you'll know this spice. I don't know if you've tried these goodies. You know goodies?
Oh, goodies,
The
candy?
goodies, the little candies, they look like little pill capsules, so to speak, and inside is licorice. Do you remember
Oh my
those?
God, yeah, I just Googled the picture. They do, but I think these ones had different color. Yeah, I think they are.
The goodies have different colors
Yeah.
too.
Yeah, they did. They do, yeah.
Oh,
Yeah, they
should be
do.
able to
They're like a
find.
licorice. They're like a licorice. You're
Yeah, you
right.
have to like licorice because inside
Ew.
is licorice. Yeah, black
See, if
licorice. Do
that's
you
what
who
she
likes
can't live
licorice?
without.
Huh?
That's what she can't live without, a licorice candy?
Yeah,
I
but
guess so. Yeah, they're good. They're
it's
goodies.
these,
They're
like
sweet.
these.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
These are the goodies.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Twizzlers, but they're black licorice
Yeah,
inside.
they've got black licorice inside. You've never, have you, do you guys like black licorice?
I don't mind it. You know what? Fuck, I remember as a kid like saying, ew, licorice ice cream. Then I tried it and made your tongue all black. So it was black licorice, right? And it's got that, fennel, like I call anise. It's got that anise flavor, right? And so like I don't mind that flavor because like that's the same flavor in Sambuca, right? But I'm not a big licorice person for the ice cream anymore. And I wouldn't buy a big pack of licorice candy, but I don't mind licorice. And some is better than others. The
Well,
goodies are too much sugar on the outside.
truth factor,
I prefer this one.
the goodies,
I
oh.
prefer this one.
Ew, those are gross.
Yeah,
I hate licorice.
they are a little gross, but yeah. But just like a little bit, I would never buy a big bag.
Oh, you know what? I could put a bag next to me, and if I had all no food in the world, I'd starve to death. I'd never touch that. Never. But that's me. I just don't like that. I don't like the taste of licorice. I don't like it in my mouth. I don't like anything about it. Give me chips.
Yeah, I like chips too.
Fair. No, I just looked up the picture of the candy in her suitcase. I think you're right. I think it is those little goody.
Yeah, I think to me, it gave me the impression of goodies, right?
But you know what? A little known fact that goodies are Canadian. I just saw that. I was Googling it, and that goodies brand has been discontinued, unfortunately. So she probably had a stash somewhere. Maybe
Yeah.
that's why she was so upset.
Interesting. Where were we? Oh, Saint Lucia. What do you think of the accommodation?
For them.
I wouldn't mind staying someplace like that.
It looks beautiful there.
Yeah, it really does.
I knew people that used to go there like every year, and they just sing. They just rave about Saint Lucia and the friendliness of the people and how beautiful the island is. It's like lush green. You can see it's like forest and or jungle, pardon me, and then beach, and it's pretty beautiful.
Nice.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
It's got that little mountain in the background, and I can't wait to see the next episode, what they do, where they go for dinner, all that good stuff.
Nice.
Okay, so on they go on a boat, and then all the tides turn on Sutton.
Yep. I have
Yeah.
to say, before we get to that, what do you think of the outfits?
I didn't think much of them.
Of anybody's? You didn't like anybody's, like, better than anybody else's?
Tell
Um,
me, who did you like?
I thought for resort wear, it wasn't anything like ooh la
I
la.
liked Bose's.
What? Is she the one with the
I
hole in the
might be.
middle of her bathing suit?
Oh no, not that one. The white long. The white long one when she had it. Oh no, sorry, that was a different one. Never mind. No, I
Isn't...
didn't like her bathing suit. I
Yeah, I
liked
didn't like
Dorit. I
that.
liked Dorit's
She
outfit.
always looks good to read.
Yeah, she
You
does.
can
She
count on
looks
her to look
very
good.
good. Yeah.
She makes me crazy, but she looks good,
Yeah.
bitch.
Did you like Jennifer Tilly's earrings? You know
Oh, they
what they
were
were, right?
Dolce and Gabbana. Yeah, the cornies,
The
corne.
cornies.
But you know what? I didn't like them. I
No,
thought they
neither
were,
did I.
yeah.
They're way too
She's over
big.
the top, and she, you know what? She, whatever. That's her style.
I wouldn't mind a couple small hanging cornies, but not giant like that.
Earth to Suge. Okay. Yeah,
No,
you didn't like
I
any of
didn't really
the
think
outfits.
much of any of the outfits, like the white outfit party.
Yeah.
I didn't. I wasn't crazy about anything.
Well, I mean, I wasn't
Gotta be
crazy,
honest.
but I thought Bose's was nicer than a, and Bose's and Jennifer Tilly's, actually,
Are
to be
we
honest.
really? Did you like Bose's?
Which one
That's
is
not
it?
a
Maybe I'm
joke.
mixing it up with a different one.
So I'm sharing my screen right now.
Okay. Yeah, no, I
Is it
liked Jennifer
Bose's?
Tilly's. I liked
Yeah,
Jennifer Tilly's.
Jennifer
No,
Tilly?
I didn't see Bose's, like, no, I didn't look at it, but good.
I feel like when they do like a white theme and stuff like that, it's just it doesn't really stand out to me, any of the outfits. Like even Garcelle and Kyle, they were wearing the
Yeah, I
same.
didn't like those that much either. I definitely didn't like Dorit's. Just fucking looked like underwear and undershirt under a beachwear.
I mean,
No,
none of
I liked the
them stand
style,
out
like the
to me.
cutouts on Bose's dress. Maybe not the style of it, but I liked parts of it.
You
That's
like
what
a
I meant.
Hoochie Mama dress, don't you?
Yeah, no,
Little bit cutouts.
I don't, but I do like cutouts. I have a pair, if you want to call them Hoochie Mama. I don't know. I don't know if that's offensive or whatever, but I've got a pair of pants that are like, somebody called them like hooker like pants,
Oh.
but they're one of my favorite pants and I've worn them like, 'cause they're very comfortable. So I've been a little bit heavier than what I am now, and they fit at that time because they were a particular style, right? So they, anyways, and they have cutouts. So it's like a pant, right? Like a little bit of a high waist pant. And just below your thighs, like it's like a short and ends like a short. So it still comes down like a pant, but from the bottom of your ass, so to speak, right? And the top of your leg on the sides only. The outsides, it's all like open squares with just like quarter inch material
You
every
look
2 inches.
good.
But anyways, I'll tell you something. That's what some, you know, that's what people describe, like say about them. They're not. And I went to like a couple of weddings, or a wedding and a gala. Okay.
Did you wear
And
your hooker
I
pants
got
to a
fucking
wedding?
compliments from so many people. Yes. They're not hooker like. I'm just saying that's what's up because the fucking cutouts on the side of the leg. But it's, I had another pair and they're kind of like a dancer's pants, the other one, which was a slit
You're not
all the way up
describing
the
these things
side.
very well. I have to say,
No.
not so nice. You're
Yeah,
saying
I
you
have
got a
to say.
dancer's pant. What the hell's a dancer's pant?
I think she
No,
needs a
because I
leg
think
in.
it's like a dancer's pant, another pair, but I don't know what fucking
Like,
happened. I lost it
are
when we moved.
they
And so what it
spandex
is,
pants
no, the
cutouts
dancer,
all down the leg
no.
right underneath the ass?
No, they're not spandex. So they're like
What material?
fuck, I can go look it up. You want me to go get them?
No. Just
I can,
explain, are they
you know what? Fuck
stretchy?
both of
Are
you.
they smooth?
Hey, I'm gonna fucking wear them next time I
Okay,
see you
good. Wear them.
guys.
I'm curious. I
Good.
want to see
And
what a
then I'll show
dancer's
you
pant
what
I
I
want to see
mean.
you. You better do a dance for
And
us.
hey,
Yeah.
Spice, the
Yeah.
shoes that I got, the new little mules
They
that I
look good
got,
with them?
they'll go perfect because
Okay.
You
got
Because
to put it
that
on for
cut
both
is
of
all the
them.
way down the bottom. You cannot wear a fucking tall boot under there. It has to be a little shoe or, you know. So I've had a mule before, but then somebody made a comment. They didn't like them. They thought they looked ugly and they weren't the very nicest. But my good mules had been, they got old, my good ones. I couldn't find the same style. So that was the closest I could because those pants, you need a shoe because it's cut open right down to your foot, right? Looks like a pant from the front. If you look at me from the front, it looks like I'm wearing a pants or a dress because it's a little bit wide leg, right? So it's wide
Okay, then
leg
what
front
happens
and
in the
back.
back?
It's all closed in the back.
Oh my
The
God, you've got a
side.
mullet pants. You got mullet
The
pants.
side. No, you guys have to see
This
it from
in
this
the
end.
front, a
And
party
party
on
in
the
the back.
side.
No, the party's on the side. There's no fucking party in the back or the front.
No, you have to show us. You really
And
will.
I'm
We
not the
have to,
type
yeah.
of person.
I
I'm not
know.
the type of
You're
person to
not.
show certain things.
No, you're
I
not.
don't wear a tight fucking tank top, even though I got no fucking big boobs. I got nothing basically, but what little I have, I don't wear like a tight tank top and squeeze them together. I don't do that, right? Hey, did you see that thing I sent you on the Instagram where the girl's her friend, a
Yeah,
true friend for
her
the picture?
friend.
Fucking
Yeah.
grabbed her boob
Yeah.
side. Pew, take the fucking picture. Anyways, I'll show you those pants. And like I
We'd
said,
like
I
you to
was
wear
at,
them.
hey, and it was an Italian wedding, and I got lots of people, like a lot of young girls there. Like, wow, I like your pants.
I was going to say, was it all men who complimented
No,
you?
it was women. No, it was women.
Yeah,
And
men
then I
don't
wore
count.
it to a gala. Then I wore it to a gala. And because I knew that, the type of people there would be wearing different things. So I did. And it was perfect for the theme or whatever, right? I thought, whatever, it doesn't matter. I don't remember. I think it was like casino.
Hooker
Like
night.
what the fuck? Sugar, shut the fuck up. I'm gonna show you the fucking hooker pants. Okay, let's be real. Okay, let's be
You
real
did a
here. The
terrible
only
job
person,
explaining these
no,
pants
I'm not even
to
gonna say anymore. No.
me. Go
There's
ahead.
one person who said that to me, the only one person.
Was it me?
No.
Oh. Was it your son?
He's very particular about some styles, right? He
Was
doesn't
he the
like
one who
certain
didn't
things.
like your mules too?
Yeah,
No
he didn't
comment.
like the
She's gonna
mules.
say no
Yeah, he didn't
comment.
like the mules either. Mind you, he doesn't like the new ones I bought too. He said, take them both back. He goes and buy a more expensive pair. You know what I did do? Funny enough. Sorry, we're getting completely fucking sidetracked. I took back the one pair because remember I showed you Spice? I love Vince Camuto because it's a good quality like shoe for somebody who has issues and problems with most shoes not being comfortable. So they're pretty
What,
comfortable.
bunions
They're
and corns?
no, I got no bunion. Well, actually, my doctor said that's a bunion. I'm like, it's not a fucking bunion. That's my foot. What are you talking about? The bone on my foot. He's like, it's a bunion. Anyways, so I took back the one pair because the buckle on that was too big and it wasn't adjustable. Remember? So I took that back because I bought two pairs of boots in another store for the same price of the one fucking pair of boots. Imagine. Two for one. It's pretty good, no?
And Commuto.
No. I took back the Vince Camutos. They were cute. And the fucking base was very nice and cushiony.
You should go check out the Bay right now because they're doing a liquidation sale.
Downtown?
All
Yeah,
of them.
downtown
I think
or,
all of
well,
them. Yeah, all of
yeah, but
them.
the, yeah, the
They're in
downtown one
sale.
is the best one.
Everybody's already in the downtown one, so unless you go quick. And most of the good stuff
Maybe
is
go to
probably
a
gone.
different one. In that case.
Yeah, there's a couple more. Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, back to the show.
Yeah,
Oh
sorry.
yeah, what are we here for? Ding ding.
Sorry.
No, it's
Last
okay.
thing I do want to talk about, and then you guys can bring up whatever you want. Sutton on the boat. You know
I
what?
think she had a meltdown. I
She
think
did. She
something.
always does.
I think that, like, I mean, no, but that was extreme. Like, she was just really done.
She
And that wasn't
had
nice to go
meltdown
back to.
almost every like episode this
Yeah.
season.
And that wasn't a nice little jab that Bose shot out when she said a real fashion show.
Did she say I missed that? That one
She
was
did. I missed that too.
Yeah, she did. And she's like, oops.
Oh,
You know, I
really? She
shouldn't have said
said
that, right? Yeah,
that
she
to
said it to
Sutton.
Erica and Dorit at the
No, but
house.
she didn't say it to Sutton, though,
No,
right?
she didn't. No, she said it to
Either
them.
at, like,
I
what
would
was
have
better
thrown
now?
shade
Because
too.
it
I would
wasn't
have
a
thrown
real.
shade too because that was a terrible fashion show.
Absolutely.
She's lucky that Kathy
But she shouldn't
that
have said
stint because otherwise they wouldn't have
it.
even aired it on the show. It was so boring.
But yeah, and you know, the only thing I felt bad about that boat trip was Sutton did melt down or whatever, but everybody had something to say to her. Like, you don't come on a trip with your girlfriends, and like, you know, if somebody's got issues with you, talk about it privately. But all of a sudden, it's like kumbaya time, and everybody's talking about you. So that that for that I kind of felt for her, and she's like, well, when she said, "What do you want from me?" Like, you know, to Erica,
You could tell
it's
she
like
was done.
she's done. It's like, oh my God. But whether she's right or wrong, like, total wrong time to do it, like, in my opinion.
But at the same time, was it not Sutton at the beginning of this season who said, "Girls, we need to be a girl team and we should just be allowed to say whatever we want to each other and then go back to being friends right away with no consequences?"
No, you're right.
So
You're
they
right. She
basically
said,
they
you know
gave her
what? You're
an
right. She
integral
did say that.
medicine.
She did say that, but really, like in reality, when the fuck would that be okay? Like,
Never.
never. Now, who would say that? Okay, I'm gonna fight with you. I'm gonna call you all kinds of names, and we're gonna be okay next day, okay? Okay, sugar, tell me, how did you feel
Here's
about that?
the deal, ladies. We get to talk shit, no consequences. Like, no, it doesn't work that
No,
way.
it doesn't. So you know what? She could have said that, and maybe she thought that this would be okay. I don't know what her thought was, but I still feel it's regardless of what she said, it's not right for everybody to kind of sit there and gang up on her. And then Kyle didn't have her back, which Garcelle was quite pleased with.
But I think that was a shitty move on Garcelle's part, not to just because she was really, I felt really bad for Sutton at that moment. So I get Garcelle's irked with, you know, her wanting Kyle, 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 you know what I mean? But at the same time, if you're really a friend, you will have their back if you see that everybody's like, you know.
Attacking you.
Yeah, it's
Never
just,
even
you
thought
know,
about it that way.
not the right time to fucking hold back, right? It's different if it's one-on-one with somebody. It's another thing when everybody's going at you, fuck you. Like somebody's got to step in, right? I don't know.
Yeah, good point.
That is. Anything else from this episode?
No, not from me.
No, not for me. I'm good. It was a good couple episodes though, which was kind of nice to see.
No, I like when they go on the trips. Well, I have one last thing, which is a golden question.
But
Where
sorry, before you go to that,
are
but yes, remember the last one, they said that if Dorit acknowledged that if she gave her the purse, yeah, everything would be fine and dandy between them. She would forgive her wholeheartedly, right?
But that was a joke.
That was a joke.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm still stuck on that not being a joke.
I
Okay,
can
go to the
see.
golden
I
question.
can see. Yeah, no kidding. All right. So we already touched on this a little bit before.
Sorry.
We already touched on this a little bit before, but Jennifer Tilly, she spills all of her weird candy in her suitcase. And she's like, ah, fuck, oh my God, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? What explodes in your suitcase that really pisses you off? And it's like, oh, what am I gonna do? What I'm gonna do? For me, my conditioner. Because I hate using someone else's conditioner or like a hotel conditioner or something like that. I feel like it just ruins everything for me. Mine's kind of boring and pretty straightforward, but that's one for me that I'm always worried about. And then I pack extra too. And I put it in a little Ziploc bag just in case. And if it does explode, I just scoop it out of the Ziploc bag. I have to. What about you guys?
Ahead,
For me,
Spice.
I was going to say shampoo. So I think we're like ebony and ivory. So
There we
I'll say
go.
shampoo.
I know shampoo is very particular for me too. Because I don't know, when you use something different, then your scalp is like, Oh my God, I hate this. Or sometimes you get really lucky and you're like, oh damn, I should like, is this available in my country? Like, this is awesome.
See, back in the day, but that's the whole thing, is we can't, because we can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
But like, if you were on a carry-on and then you lost your alcohol or something, like that was like fucking a big deal. Do you know what I mean? Like, or something happened with the alcohol, but you can't carry alcohol on board anymore. I mean, if you had it in your bag, in your luggage, checked luggage, it would still be very sad. But if you're carrying something, or like, you used to have it in your checked luggage and something happened on the way, yeah, it would be upsetting.
I was thinking more like some kind of food product. Because like back in the day,
You
you
couldn't,
used
let's be
to
real, we couldn't carry
you
anything then, but everybody did.
everybody did. They brought
Yeah.
salami, they brought
Yeah,
fucking
absolutely.
cheese, they brought all kinds of shit, right? So if something were to get loose, and if it was like, like if it were to pack break the seal, and then everything would be kind of
Go
smelling like
bad,
that.
right? It'll make your
Yeah.
clothes stink, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you definitely can't do that. I love watching those border control shows where
Oh,
they.
yeah.
Someone, and it's like, why would you bring that, you idiot?
Yeah.
Like, what were you thinking?
Yeah. Yeah, some of them bring the weirdest shit too when you watch that show. That's it for me.
Me too. Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for listening to Our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.